The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hi, this is Michael Uslan. You're listening to Batman on Film.
I'm vengeance.
I have given a name to my pain.
We are kill
the Bat of Gotham.
I'm Batman.
Hey now, welcome to episode number 17 of the Batman on Film Social Hour. I am Bill Jett Ramey. I'm the founder of Batman on Film and its editor-in-chief. And with me today is a senior BOF contributor, Peter Vera. How are you, sir?
I'm doing a lot better than the Yankees were doing last night against your Texas Rangers.
I mean, look, the Rangers aren't very good. Like, they're not good at all.
That's baseball, Susan.
And I am enjoying watching them because they're young and they were doing better than they were expected. To perform. You know, they've been flirting around 500, winning some series and so forth, and then just got hammered with San Diego, and then
they're good,
and then the Astros got swept, four game sweep, man.
Houston's good. Yeah, I hate them, but they're good.
So I'm going to the game Thursday, the matinee game.
You're gonna get a boomstick?
Yes.
Please send me a picture.
No, I don't.
Come on, get the boomstick.
Oh,
come
the boomstick. Okay, I'm going to go. I have not been to New Ballpark yet. I've been by. I walked by it. What's a boomstick?
It is. They introduced this back in the day when Nelly Cruz was there, because that's what he used to call
it. Oh, okay, okay.
It's that big hot dog. They still have it. They still call it the boomstick.
Okay, okay. All right. I got you. Okay. I haven't been to New Ballpark. So I'm going to see what kind of they're supposed to have upgraded, like their concessions and stuff.
I've only been there once. It was in 2017. I had a blast. But just from watching the game, I do miss that, like, old Tiger Stadium right field bleacher section. Like, yeah. I kind of wish that carried over. But
the old ballpark. Well, I say quote unquote old. It was only what? 25 years old.
Something like that.
It was nice. That's a nice ballpark. It's still there.
Yeah, it is. I spoke to a few people who worked there. I know a few people who worked there, and they told me, like, the ballpark from, like, the inside out, though, it wasn't, like, constructed well. It's just deteriorated. Okay. They were like, we need a new ballpark. It's like, it's just falling apart. So I was like, oh, wow. Cause I was like, it looks great. They're like, oh, no, it does. It's all duct tape and mirrors, though.
Oh, and I was like, okay. Well, like,
it fooled the hell out of me. Like,
I mean, the city of Arlington is keeping it. I think they play some football games there.
That's great. That's great. And I love the exterior of that building.
Yeah. And it's right. That's good. We're going to come down here. You need to come down here. I know you're going to be here in March, next March, for the Batman. We're going to talk about the Batman today, matter of fact, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to actually talk about some Batman stuff. But come during at some point with a baseball season. We'll go to the new ballpark. They have the whole Texas Live area, entertainment area. That's connected.
Oh, awesome. They have one of those in Philly too. So that's great.
Yeah, it's connected. It's connected to the new ballpark. It's cool. So
how close is it to Cowboy Stadium?
Stone's throw.
Okay.
Literally.
Okay. Because it's right next to the old ballpark.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. It's even closer actually. Right.
I've never
been
to Cowboy Stadium. I'll take a tour. If you can get me in for a tour, I'll get you into a tour.
Yeah, because I'm a season
Cowboy
ticket
Stadium
holder.
Yeah, we'll VIP, baby.
We'll do that.
Call Jerry. Sure. Let's get lunch.
And then I'm and I'm right by the Star, which is their headquarters. Well, when you're down here in March, we'll go to the Star in Frisco.
Let's do it. I'd love to check it out. So yeah.
That's a stadium I'd like that's to a see cool see. Area. It's a cool area down there. All right. So so here's the what made me think about doing this topic, this podcast, is that I get a lot of people saying, when we're going to get something for the Batman? When we're going to get something for the Batman? When we're
patience.
You know, and so at this point right now, so I did it. I did some Texas math. So I don't know about that, Pete, but the way I figured it, it's May 18th. Mm-hmm. The Batman comes out March 3rd of 2022. That's 10 months. We're a little less than 10 months away. Mm-hmm. And DC FanDome 2021 is on October 16th of this year. Mm-hmm. That's 5 months out. So FanDome is right in the middle between right now, essentially, and the Batman coming out in March. Then we throw in just 3 months from now, the Suicide Squad comes out on August 6th. So I reckon that the focus between now and August will be the Suicide Squad. Would you agree? That should be, right? That's mm-hmm. that's a big deal. Yeah. And with things opening back up in our country, that you would hope that Warner, even though it's going to be on HBO Max, that more people will go see it at go to the cinemas and see it.
I'm hoping to see it in a theater.
Theater, yes. But I think Godzilla versus Kong did okay.
Yeah, Godzilla versus Kong, I think, cinemas, put up some really good numbers. Yeah, put up some really good, impressive numbers. To, like, obviously the best numbers of the pandemic, but the fact that people are like, oh, wow, this is really good. Like, okay, so the theater experience isn't dead. Like, no, it's not. It was just on hiatus.
Okay. So we're figuring right now, we probably don't expect anything really major for the Batman until what? End of August? Or I mean, we're going to give what? You're going to give
Suicide Squad. I think you'll get a poster. I think we'll get some posters or something, maybe some kind of photograph.
Sure.
I mean, we got the announcement. Remember when I feel like Dark Knight stands out because they had that great viral marketing, but we had that first initial teaser with the Joker laugh, right? And then we got the bat suit on top of the back of the police car, correct? Like, that was the next thing. Mm-hmm. So I think some photo of Batman might come, maybe an official poster. I think that's kind of how we'll play this.
Yeah, I would say that it wouldn't surprise me. We'll get something between now and Suicide Squad for the Batman, but nothing major. But I would expect they wouldn't give the Suicide Squad a little breathing room.
They're not going to do anything to steal the thunder. I think, the Batman will headline FanDome for a second year in a row.
So let's say that, August 6th rolls around, Suicide Squad comes out. They're going to give it probably, the month of August to do its thing. Okay, so then we get to September. September, we're only, a month and a half out from FanDome. So then you may start getting some sprinklings, a little bit more consistent sprinklings of marketing and whatnot for the Batman leading up to FanDome. In fact, now you won't find this on Batman on Film, but you can already see, Pete, you've seen them. There's been...
I have not. I've been...
Oh, have you? Have you heard stuff?
I know that there were a few set photos of Bruce Wayne's car. That's about all I've seen.
There's been some of the marketing artwork for merchandising and licensing stuff.
I've seen it actually.
It's his okay. Good, well, it's you did. It, they weren't big spoilers, but I mean, it's that stuff. This is the time that usually, because the stuff that we're going to be interested in besides the movie, the Funko Pops and the McFarlane and all the action figures, all the lot merchandising. I mean, that stuff's been done. It's just sitting somewhere being manufactured. I'm curious how toyetic
this movie's going to be because Birds of Prey got no action figures at all. And I know there was the whole from Mattel to McFarlane. That was a transition phase.
Yeah.
But I'm dying to find out how, to steal Joel's word, toyetic the movie will be.
I wonder what
the Batmobile will be like because the last toy Batmobile we got was trash, so.
What are they having a toy fair this year?
I don't know about Toy Fair. I know Comic-Con's a go. New York Comic-Con's a go.
Okay, that's in
that's October.
Okay. Well, okay. So we're so,
October's looking like the month where.
And you've been to Toy Fair, right?
No, I haven't been to Toy Fair. I thought you'd been there. You know what? I've got to use those BOF perks and get into Toy Fair. Okay.
All right.
But no, Comic-Con, I'll be at Comic-Con. Me and Eric were talking about it a little bit last night, and we'll go, you know. I'm vaxxed and relaxed, and I got no problem wearing a mask. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So it looks like, and I'm from what I imagine, and what I've heard whispers of, is Fandome is kind of the big kickoff for the Batman's marketing Good. Push.
Bring it on. Let's go.
And it's as awesome as that panel was last year with Matt Reeves.
Can you imagine? And they're done filming, not just 25%. Yeah. Done filming. Like, let's go.
So you know we'll get a Matt Reeves panel, mm-hmm. like we had last year. We'll get the new trailer, mm-hmm. And like you said, with after the film has now been completely finished, as far in terms of filming, and so. You know, and I want to see it. I hope it's like The Dark Knight or one of those movies where it really never gave anything away. You know, I thought those trailers for The Dark Knight trilogy were all.
I don't need a whole bunch of trailers. BVS had so many trailers.
Yeah. I don't want too much.
Like, well, I loved, you know, at the time I loved it. But now looking back on it, like, oh, that did kind of spoil some things.
Okay.
But,
what would you like to see in a trailer? Well, we kind of want to get a.
Just kind of give me, you know, a hint of the story, what's going on, who's involved. Give me some nice pieces of eye candy and something, a really good stinger. Like, that's really kind of
it. Yeah.
You know, and I thought the first trailer nailed it. Like, we saw Penguin, we saw Bruce Wayne, we saw Batman, we saw Catwoman. And then at the end, he's talking to himself in a nice stinger. So I'm like, yeah, that's it. And great music. You know, while I like the Venom trailer that recently came out, I thought the music was horrible. I know what they were trying to do. It just didn't work for me. But music's a big part. So that's kind of it, you know. Like,
but again, I want to get one look at Alfred.
We haven't seen Alfred. We haven't seen Falcone yet.
Yes.
So there's some stuff. How cool would it be,
Andy Serkis,
Serkis had a mustache, like that little pencil thin mustache? We've never had it. I'm just saying, it'd be cute to see. I enjoy it. If he doesn't have it, I'm not gonna storm the gates of Burbank. But it'd be cool to have Alfred with a mustache finally in live action, right?
Or if he's gonna have a big Andy Serkis goatee looking thing like he intends the sport. But I'd like to see what Alfred will look like. Andy Serkis is Alfred. Yeah, you're right, Falcone, and I don't want too much. And then really, that's probably enough. And because then
I hope there's something amazing in this movie that they don't put in the trailer. Like,
yes,
I really do.
I want
something in there that I want you guys to leave something out that I don't even know is coming. I don't care. It could be Robin for all the hell. It could be anything. I don't care if it's a bat cycle. But like, don't put everything in the trailer because people are gonna see this thing, man.
So oh yeah.
I don't think you have to do too much other than establish the fact that this is different than what you saw a few years ago.
Yeah.
And I think if you do that, it's just Batman and it gravitates to people and it resonates and they'll just go. It's like, okay, this is a new Batman, you know, whatever. I liked or didn't like the last one. I'm going to go see this because I like Batman. And that's the one thing that Batman has over all these other heroes. It doesn't take much to show other people like how different it is. And then they'll just, okay, let's give this a shot. This is new.
So. Well, what helps, and I'm going to get back to the main discussion. Well, what does help, like it or not, Robert Pattinson has a very loyal and very large built-in fan base that who are all going to see this movie, you know?
I wasn't I didn't check out Twilight or anything.
I didn't either.
I was a young kid at that age. So clearly I was like, no, I'm not watching that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like whatever. I was a dumb kid. And I mean, it's probably not great for me anyway. So I'm not the demographic. So like, I had no idea. I don't know anything this guy's in. So like when he gets cast and everyone's making all these like sparkle jokes about vampires, I'm like, what the hell are you guys talking about?
Yeah.
And then you find him like, oh wow, this guy's like a heartthrob and he's been, you know, people have been in love with him since they were 13. And I was like, all right, that's great. Hey, welcome aboard. You guys ever hear about Batman film?
Oh, that's how I know they found us on Twitter and they follow him and they, you know, it's been great. They've been great. He's got great fans. I've joined him.
So much for that unknown, right?
Yeah.
Cast the unknown, but I'll take his fan base.
And like I'm saying, he is got a – and that's not a bad thing to have a fan base. You know, it helps with the marketing. So I think for everybody wondering, I think don't expect too much between now and Suicide Squad coming out. Probably after Suicide Squad, sometime around September, we'll start seeing a few more things. I think October will be the kickoff. And then – my question to you is a couple questions about just about a month before the movie comes out is the Super Bowl. There's never been a Batman movie that comes out that quickly after.
You got to have a spot, right?
First they time would have begins. To.
First time it begins.
Would that
it's
be
got to be there?
Would that? I mean, if you're going to do it,
you the whole to, country's I mean, watching. Right? You got the whole country watching. Maybe the whole world. I don't know how much the rest of the world cares about actual football, but. You do have the whole country watching, so you're going to at least get a few people that who are totally oblivious to this and, you know, actually live like a real life.
And you're literally what? When's the Super Bowl this year? It's like the 9th or it's, February. You know, it's pushed back away. It's like, it's almost two and a half weeks from the premiere. I mean, it's just teed up perfectly for a TV spot right then.
I agree.
And if it, look, if it was in June or July, I would say
I don't see
you
how
can take it or leave it. But I don't for this release in March. Yeah. So my other question is with the Riddler in this movie or Edward Nashton, wonder if he'll be called the Riddler, but that's not my question for you. Isn't some sort of viral type marketing campaign kind of would fit like a glove with the Riddler?
Yeah, but I think. Bit? Waiting until Suicide Squad is come and gone is
that's what
earlier.
Yeah,
and I think when
that's what
that
I'm talking about.
Comes, you're going to see those question marks pop up. You know, like it was a huge tool. If you go back and you watch like the special features of the old Burton Schumacher movies, you'll hear. I think it's either Joel or McGregor Scott talk about how huge that question mark is. Because like in 89, if you go back and watch that same set of special features, you hear Uslin and Goober and Peters talk about how important just the logo, it's the logo. Mm-hmm. That's it. You don't even need words on the poster. You just got the logo.
Yeah.
So when you throw in that bat with that question mark, it's over. It's a 1-2 punch.
Sure. Like people,
no, you know, boom, there you go. Question mark date. That's all you need.
And that's what I was going to, I was just going to say that.
That's all you need.
The fact that they moved it to 2022, you can use the question mark for three of the twos, and that's perfect as well. You
the
know?
Only thing I got to say is that all the Batman like fonts and graphics seem to be red. The Riddler, obviously, is strictly green, so maybe there's got to be some sort of change in that aspect. This like a red question mark, it might not drive home with you know the GA as much. You see that green question mark, you know what it is. The red question mark, you're like what is this? Hold on. But so that's like my only real suggestion is that you got to get the green in there somehow, right?
What are you expecting visually or aesthetically from the Riddler that we haven't seen yet? There's got to be something we haven't seen with him besides the whatever, you know, we've seen the, you know, him in the...
I don't know,
because
this looks like such an inspired by different interpretation. Like, you know, there's no hints of purple. There's no real question, right? He's just wearing a green, like, parka.
Mm-hmm.
And this leather mask with glasses. So this is a real fresh take here. I don't really know what to expect.
I don't expect a green leotard with question marks all in a bowler hat. I don't expect that.
I'm with you. I'm not with that either. He's way more grungy than I thought he was going to be. So I'm kind of just, I'm in wait and see mode, to be honest, because that first trailer really didn't establish much outside of that. It is the Riddler, right? And he's leaving Riddles. Yeah. You know, we're hearing him. He's quoting himself.
Well,
he sounds and acts like the Riddler, just a little bit.
Well, it'd be cool to see. Maybe he throw, you know, we get some riddles online that have to be deciphered. And reveals, you know,
and that was really
something.
Cool. Dark Knight, didn't they do stuff where, and then like pixel by pixel?
Yeah, that's the first, the Hearth first. I try to say first and Heath at the same time.
Is that
time.
Texan? Is
that no? That was me. That was me combining first and Heath for some reason. Trying to talk too fast. The first picture of Heath Ledger as the Joker was the whole one pixel one by one. It was, you know, that was at that just the, you know, the, his face was, which was awesome. So. I think once you know, 2022 gets here, it's just full on to March the 4th, you know, or March 3rd.
And there's definitely some projects, you know, that will require some attention.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's various films in the works. I'm sure we'll get some things about Shazam, Black Adam.
Yeah.
But, you know, the Batman, like that's the crown jewel. So this is going to be fun. We're all excited. And, you know, this isn't the only, it's crazy to think this isn't the only Batman we're going to see on the screen real soon. Like, you know, the granddaddy of them all is coming back, Mr.
Yeah.
Keaton.
I mean, you get the Batman, and then that's it. That'll be in the spring, and then by the, you know, when fall rolls around, it'll be
while the Batman is making its theatrical run, are we going to see like trailers of Keaton?
I would say probably not. I think they'll give Batman.
It'd be a funny coincidence, double the Batman.
I think we may see that. Something from the Flash before then. That would be cool.
Because they've been filming for a while. Has it been like a month?
Yeah. So we'll see. That's another one that I'm looking forward to. So it's kind of going to be a big Batman year. Batman on film.
It's a good year for us. I mean, it's been pretty dull since 2017. So
yeah. So I'm excited. So my whole point is, everybody have some patience. And then when I say fandom for trailer, got to stop and think. Fandom's 5 months away from release. You know, it's not like the next month. It's almost a half a year out. So we got plenty of time to just get this thing rolling here.
I'm more than happy watching that trailer. I don't need another trailer.
I watch that trailer.
I personally don't need another trailer.
I watch it at least once a week, sometimes twice. Just, I mean, because it's awesome. Like someone brought up on the Facebook fan group for Batman on Film that did you see the part where he's in handcuffs? And I'm like Batman, I'm like, I didn't see that. So I went, he said, it's like when he's in that cage type police cage area with the cops and Gordon, it looks like his hands are behind his back.
Oh, I didn't see that. So maybe he's not there willingly. Maybe they captured him. I don't know.
And it looks like that. Then he gets away from him. And that's, you know, when he's grappling up, you know, he takes the shot and he's grappling up. That may be part of it. So I went back to look. Slow it down and stop at frame such and such. And I'm going, okay. And then there's a part, it looks like it, but it's not clear. So I don't know, but it's still fun. This many months later, it's still fun to talk about that trailer. For sure.
All I really want out of this movie, outside of it being a good movie, is I'm really looking forward to a Todd McFarlane Batmobile.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see what Todd does with that.
They put out vehicles and stuff like that in addition
he
to
the... He's done a Collect and Connect Batmobile with, I believe it was Batgirl, Nightwing, and there was another character, but it wasn't able to fit a figure. It was kind of small. It was like...
Okay.
Yeah. And then he released what was called the Batraptor, which is a vehicle inspired from an early book of like Rebirth, I believe. So he made the metal bat cycle from Dark Knight's metal, the latest Scott Snyder book that just wrapped up, that metal story. So he took that. He's been dabbling in figures. I'm kind of hoping he's getting his thing, you know, just he's toeing the water so he can get a Batmobile. Cause brutally honest, the last real good toy Batmobile, and I've said this numerous times, we haven't gotten a real good toy Batmobile since Batman Begins.
Since we're going to go off on this tangent real quick, might as well. What have you got? Anything new collectible wise from the collectible pops, McFarlane figures, anything?
No, I haven't. I have Ryan Lauer, spelled like Lower, sent me the 89 replica Batarang. I have to get a review for that on Batman. I've got a bunch of pops behind me.
Okay.
Batman on film, but I'm so busy not doing anything that I've just been continuing on.
Well, let's see. I have got a couple new things. I ordered the McFarlane Batman Beyond figure.
Ooh, you did a pre-order.
Yeah. So
look at you.
I didn't have. My youngest son came back from wherever, I don't know, Target this last weekend, and my wife comes in and says, "Hey, Jake's got you something. It's for Father's Day, but he wants to give it to you now. You want to wait?" And I said, and he comes up, "I want to give it to him now." He comes, and I was talking about it. This kid is almost 20 years old, but still he was excited. He got me that Batman Lego Cal set.
How did you enjoy that? Did you put it together yet?
I haven't put it together yet. I got it sitting right over here. Me and he and I are going to put it together. He's doing
nice.
He's going to go to PT school. He's at a physical therapist's office. He's got to get his shadowing hours in. But so we're going to do it at some point. And I think that's it. Oh, you know what? I took out some action figures.
I actually took some out. You have a lot more space now, don't you?
I could not bring myself yet to take out any of the McFarlane ones. But some of the others I have.
Why the McFarlane ones?
I don't know. I'm just dipping my toe in the water, man.
I got to get you. Your wife's going to kill me. I got to get you to check out eBay for some of those old like Kenner figures from Batman Forever. That's what you need some Forever
figures. I took out the Val Kilmer Batman Forever multiverse.
The ultimate one. Oh, the multiverse. You got the
multiverse.
Big one too.
Yeah, I got the big one.
95.
And let's see. I took out the Lieber Mayo Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Action figure. The action figure from Gotham by Gaslight. I'm looking over there.
The one you got that I really like is that Clooney Ultimate.
Oh, Clooney one? Yeah.
That right big one. There.
Yeah,
those are. It is hard to find decent Clooney stuff. I mean, he only had one movie, obviously.
Yeah,
but they toyed the hell out of
it. I wish they'd come out with a Funko Pop of the first suit in the original. You know, the
original blue.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm hoping. You know,
instead of I got the one. I got the silver, the freeze suit.
I got that Funko Pop. Yeah. I can't believe they did that one.
Which is cool. So I got. I'm on a tangent now. I got all of the Burton Schumacher, all my Burton Schumacher stuff mm-hmm. on one setup now, mm-hmm. kind of mixed in, but kind of segregated to based on movie to a certain degree. So
you're doing it by movie universe.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what are your Nolan figures?
I got a whole, well, that's another thing. I haven't taken out much of my Nolan stuff yet as far as action figures.
Office. You just bought this house. You need an extension.
I've got, whole shelf and stuff. But I got like all the posters and stuff. I got to save. I got some room. I got to save for. I'm gonna get a big Batman. The Batman poster when it comes out.
And you got your BVS figures too, right?
Yes, I got them. Right yeah, there? They're over there. Yeah, I even got some Suicide Squad ones. Not the Suicide Squad. Suicide Squad. I got Harley and Joker and mm-hmm. Ben Affleck. I got the Ben Affleck Batman with the mask,
the breather mask. Yeah.
Yeah, I got that one too.
For BVS and Suicide Squad, they went full on 95. They just were pumping out toys. I haven't seen them pump out toys like that since that time. I was like, wow, this is impressive. I was like, if you guys are going to do this, I'm going to go broke. And then literally like Wonder Woman came out. Wonder Woman had five toys, literally five figures. That was it. And then things just kind of really slowed down.
Well, that's going to be interesting.
Oh, my brother for my birthday. It's not Batman related, but for my birthday, my brother came up big. He bought me the whole Shazamly. So he got me Mattel Shazam figure, and then they made like the $10 kids figures. He bought me the rest of the Shazamly in the $10. So I have the whole crew, and it's great. And I got to find like a nice shelf and put them on display.
That's the Marvel family to me. Captain Marvel family, Mary Marvel, Captain Marvel Jr.
I'm so curious as to what they're going to call them. Is Freddy going to be called? Are they going to just call them by their names? Or are they going to call? Is
I don't know.
Be called Captain Marvel Jr. because you're not calling him Captain Marvel to begin with.
Yeah.
Is she Mary Marvel? Like, I'm so curious.
Well, she's Mary.
Pedro.
Yeah.
He's Mary. What do they call Darla? Like, I'm so curious to find out what they call them.
Not sure. Not sure. All right. I guess that's going to do it. So patience for the Batman. It's coming. It's going to be here. Everybody listen, it's going to be here and gone before you know it. And then we're going to be going, when's the sequel coming out? So enjoy this ride while it's here. Cause it's, we're less than a year. We're 10 months out. Fandom's coming. The Suicide Squad's coming. So good stuff on the way. All right, Pete, plug whatever you would like.
You can follow me on social media. That's Instagram, Twitter, and Zack Snyder's favorite Vero @PeteIllustrated. You could follow the show that I co-host with the champion of Long Island, Eric Holzman, Final E33. The show is called Straight Outta Gotham. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at straight_O_G. Check out batmanonfilm.com for my reviews of Man Bat and Detective Comics. Check out Batman on Film YouTube for my interviews with various celebrities in the fandom industry, as well as with Michael Uslan. Check out a new podcast I'm starting this week with the Carusos over at the Vigilante 1939, the Italian Spider-Man Coalition, at Italians for Spidey. Check out at Team Yellow Oval on Twitter as well, as we just try to convince Andy Muschietti to bring back Michael Keaton's iconic Yellow Oval for the first time since, well, Keaton hasn't worn it since 92, but it hasn't seen the silver screen since 1995 and Kilmer wore it. So check me out. I'm all over the place on social media. Let's have some fun. Let's talk about some capes and tights.
Sounds good. All right. You can follow me on Twitter at Batman on Film. If you want just Batman on Film news links, it's at The Batman on Film. If you like what we do here at Batman on Film, and want to support us any way you can, become a Patreon, patreon.com/batmanonfilm. All the shows that Pete mentioned, or most of them Pete mentioned, and Pete's show, Straight Outta Gotham, the Batman Book Club, et cetera, et cetera. You can find those on the batmanpodcastnetwork.com. And on Twitter, at BatPodNetwork, run by another senior Batman on Film contributor, Ryan Haas. And I think that's it. I don't have anything, nothing new. I'm not putting out any clickbait articles about what frame 475 of the Batman trailer really means, you know. And I just, you know, there's no news, so we're not going to make up BS just for click. So the tidal wave is brewing. It's coming. It's a slow build up. It'll be here shortly. Don't worry. Don't worry at all. All right, Pete, that's going to do it. I am Bill. We'll catch you next time. And Baba Booey to you all.
Thanks for listening to the BOF Social Hour, Jet's official vlog and podcast on Batman on Film. Follow Jet on Twitter, at Batman on Film. Follow the BOF news feed on Twitter, at The Batman on Film. For Jet and everyone at BOF, I'm announcer Rachel. Authoritative, definitive, the original, Batman on Film. Established in 1998.